Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The 47th annual National Farm Machinery Show opens in Louisville a week from tomorrow, and the atmosphere should be charged. Wayne Hunt, president of H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, says despite a soggy start to spring planting, crops turned out in fairly good shape. There was a major ag market upturn and even a tax incentive for buyers last year.
Well, you know, we kind of projected, I felt like it was going to be a good year, but it turned out to be an excellent equipment year. A lot of new sales. Used sales are good, but a lot of new sales. And I'm sure the accelerated depreciation has something to do with that. I think farmers maximize that. We had 100% depreciation for the year, accelerated depreciation. So that helped equipment sales quite a bit.
And he feels there seems to be strength in the outlook for this season.
We think the year will be good for 2012. The technology we've got today, people like to step up their technology, and it just seems like it takes more equipment, bigger equipment. The windows get narrower, the time windows to plant and things like that, so the market's good.
Hunt thinks there was some pent-up new equipment demand last year, and while used sales were strong, new sales were even stronger. This year, he sees strength in both markets.
Well, a little tendency to do that in 2011, naturally, but 2012 we think will be balanced. There's a ratio out there. We've been able to sell good used equipment, and it still has a good market.
We'll be right back.
There's only one Kentucky Derby, only one Mammoth Cave, only one birthplace of bluegrass music, and only one Kentucky, a place of unmatched experiences and unbridled spirit. A place that's just as unique as it is unforgettable. A place where everything has its own distinctive flavor. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and start planning your next one-of-a-kind Kentucky vacation today.
Wayne Hunt at H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, with other locations in the region, has Case IH as their core brand with major emphasis on row crops. But they handle nearly two dozen brands of equipment for all types of farming, and he sees strength there as well.
You know, it seems like all segments of it's pretty strong. You know, we're lighter hay industry here now. You know, not as much hay as much, not as much livestock, obviously. The grain market's strong, but it seems like it's pretty strong all over.
It is one of those rare times in farming when Jupiter aligns with Mars and most markets are good. Hunt says the excitement level for next week's National Farm Machinery Show will be high. He feels it's a highlight of the farm year and, for him, a benchmark of sorts.
You know, it's a sign for me, Mike. Now, when they get through the Farm Machinery Show, they only got one thing on their mind, that's planting. Get ready, because when they go home, they're ready to do something. You get a little break, you'll see.
And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.